She dove in the pool and then came back up treading water with easy motions of her arms and legs. She nodded to her right. That's the deep end. 12 feet. Don't want you to hit your head, 6'6". He dove in and came up next to her. I'm going to swim some laps, she said. And she did for the next 20 minutes, back and forth, flip-turning at the precise moment. He swam a few laps with her and then climbed out of the pool, toweled off, lay under the beautiful Provençal sun, and watched her. When she came out later, she wrung out her hair, grabbed a towel, and looked up. What the hell are you doing? Shaw was standing on top of the stone-tile dining table under a wooden pergola, next to the wall separating her villa from its neighbor. The wall was high, but the table, plus his own considerable height, enabled him to easily peer over. Checking out the next-door thugs? She crossed the tile surface in a flash and forcibly pulled him off his perch. He feigned amusement. What's wrong? Her face was pink underneath the tan, her eyebrows knitted together in anger. Just don't do it again. Why, aren't you curious? You were the one who saw the creep spying on me. You said the guy you saw in the village this morning was tough-looking, like a mobster. I don't want them mad at me. I'm on vacation. Fine, fine, that's reasonable enough. How about some lunch? I'm starving. She regained her composure and continued to towel off. I was thinking a shrimp salad, some bread to dip in olive oil, and a bottle of white wine. I got some tomatoes, cucumbers, and artichoke hearts from the market. Sounds great. Put me to work. I know my way around a kitchen. I can sous chef with the best of them. Well, I can't really, but I can slice vegetables. I will put you to work. She slipped on her shorts, but did not cover up her bikini top. She twisted her hair back and secured it with a red scrunchie. She looked more voluptuous in her sundress, Shaw noted. And yet he was really thinking that she'd failed his little test. He'd stood on the table, a spot he'd calculated could not be seen from next door unless someone were standing in the rear grounds, simply to gauge her reaction. She'd said all the right things, exhibited normal concern about getting mixed up with tough people. Yet Shaw had been doing this a long time, and his instincts told him that her emotional underpinnings accompanying these words were off the mark just enough. She was fearful, but not for the obvious reason. He helped her fix lunch, and they ate outside. Their talk was innocuous for the most part, and neither mentioned the developing plot next door. Later, he walked back to his hotel. He immediately checked the three little traps he always set to see if someone had been there. They were located such that a cleaning person would not disturb them while performing their regular duties. His desk drawer, his closet, and on one of his bags. He sat back on his bed. Of the three traps, two had been sprung. While he'd been out cavorting with Janie, someone had searched his room.